Welcome.
You have reached the Family Curse Podcast. Prepare to be told stories of the mysterious, unexplained, and frightening by your host, Mary Jane, with her little monsters, Mason and Macy.
Turn off the lights, get under your blankets, because you are in for a spooky story.
You can't turn back. It's Happy Halloween, October 31st. Welcome to the Family Curse Podcast with Mary Jane and her little monsters,
Macy
and Mason.
All right. So it's actually Halloween. Y'all are in your costumes.
Yeah.
Mason, what do you tell them what you're being?
Harry Potter.
What are you, Macy?
I'm a cracked doll.
A cracked doll. I haven't put your makeup on yet, so there's no cracks. Are you ready? All right. So I'm just going to be the tired mom who's drinking coffee.
The crazy cat lady.
Yeah, we have a bunch of cats. But tonight is going to be fun. So we're going to tell three spooky stories. Each of us has our own story. And then we're going to go trick-or-treating.
Yay.
All right. So I'm going to go first. My story is a little spooky. Mason is going to go second. His is a little more spooky. And then Macy's story is last. And hers is the spookiest of all. So you may want to gauge what you want to listen to.
If you have young ones in the car.
Yeah, definitely make your own judgment about just how scary you want to get with these stories. But are we ready for number one?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is actually going to come from Japan. It's called the Butan Doro. The Butan Doro is one of Japan's spirits of love. The legend tells of a samurai named Ogiwara. One summer night, he saw a beautiful woman carrying a lantern walking down the street. He spent many nights following the woman, embracing the woman, and they fell in love. An elderly neighbor, suspicious of the girl, peeked into Ogiwara's windows and, to his horror, saw that the samurai was locked in an embrace with a skeleton. He warned the samurai, who then placed charms around his house to try and protect himself from the evil spirit. But the woman sang to him that night, and unable to resist, Ogiwara went out to greet her. She led him to her house, a grave in an old temple. In the morning, they found the samurai's body still intertwined with the woman's skeletal remains. Does it? What'd you think? So he fell in love with a ghost.
Cool.
Okay, Mason, tell us your story.
The yellow ghost car. Don't drive on the most dangerous road in Malaysia. The driverless yellow Volkswagen might make you crash. The legend of the yellow phantom car originates in Karak Highway. Many who have driven here at night have claimed to have had various paranormal encounters. One of the more popular ones is a yellow ghost car that is said to mysteriously appear and block your path on the freeway at an agonizingly slow pace. And when you manage to pass the yellow Volkswagen Beetle, you will see that there is no driver. And if that's not spooky enough, the car will appear in front of you again, sometimes going straight at corners and sharp turns that will make you crash if you're not careful.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's scary.
Well, when you turn 16, we're not going to be letting you drive on the crack highway.
Okay.
All right, we're watching
out. We don't live in Malaysia.
Wow. We're watching out for yellow Volkswagen Beetles tonight. Okay, we have our very last story, and this is our most spooky story.
With me, of course.
The most spookiest lady in the world.
Bunny Man. Legend has it that in the early 20th century, there was a mental hospital near Fairfax Station. When it closed, a bus carrying its residents away ended up crashing, and they tried to escape. They were all caught except one, Douglas Griffin. When they searched for him, all they found was a trail of half-eaten, gutted bunnies hanging from the Fairfax Station Bridge. Griffin was never found. As the story goes, one Halloween night, a group of teenagers hanging out under the same bridge were attacked, facing the same fate as the bunnies. To this day, the legend states that if you're at the now called Bunny Man Bridge on Halloween night, you'll share their demise. Other sightings were in 1970 when a couple sitting in their car reported a man dressed in a white suit and bunny ears appeared screaming at them as he threw a hatchet at their car. 2 weeks later, the bunny man was seen again chopping wood at an unoccupied house. He threatened that he would bust people's heads open if they kept trespassing there.
Okay, that was super spooky.
That was really weird.
Well, the three of those are actually urban legends.
So they're not real?
I mean, maybe.
They could be.
They could be. They're stories that have been passed down and down and down over.
Which they could have been changed.
Exactly. So
like the bunny man could have been a donkey.
Maybe. But with an urban legend, there can be different variations of the story. Everybody tells it a little bit different.
Because it gets passed down and they want to put their own creativity in it.
Exactly. But regardless, tonight we're going to watch out for
yellow Volkswagens.
Bunnies.
And a car. Wait, and a woman, I mean.
A woman singing.
No, woman singing. So we'll be on the lookout for those. Woman. So we hope everybody has an amazing Halloween and gets lots and lots of candy.
But make sure to stay safe while doing it.
Make sure you have something reflective or some lights and don't step out in front of any cars.
If you're wearing anything all black, which I'm sure some of you are, make sure to find some glow sticks. And it would be really cool if you had, like, them all over, and then you would look like a skeleton.
Maybe. Yep, I've seen that. That's pretty cool. Any other helpful tips, Mason?
Stay with your parents.
Exactly. And make sure you check that candy. Make sure nobody has tampered with it.
Any cuts, tears, or even like, just, it doesn't
look. Unwrapped candy.
If it doesn't even look good, just throw it away. You don't want to risk it for a piece of free candy.
Exactly. All right. So, everybody, happy Halloween.
Stay safe.